arms. It is time to shoot your favorite confetti cannon because welcome to this show. And if you're like, who the hell is this broad and what show are we talking about? I'm Jess and you are now listening to the Babe AF podcast. You know, babe as fuck, my second favorite F word besides Friday. So what you're going to find here is amazing tips and tricks on how to be the most confident version of yourself. Amazing dedicated time to celebrate yourself, especially when it involves confetti. And you'll be learning from or about amazing trailblazing babes of their time in their business. So I get to sit down and either teach you guys about some amazing women in history or sit down with the best babes in their industry that are blazing trails, doing amazing things, and who just really love what they're doing. And I cannot wait to share all of this with you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been a longtime listener, what up, bitches? If you're brand new, I'm so, so happy that you're here. So have a seat, get cozy, let's fucking go.
Good morning, great morning. You guys are getting the 9 a.m. version of my voice. It may or may not sound different than the 9 p.m. version of my voice, but here we go. And I'm sure you're thinking, Jess, do you wake up before 9 a.m.? Of course, on days that I have to work earlier than 10 a.m. So I am bringing you your confidence kick in the butt today here on the Babe AF podcast. And this is my third episode this week. So if you didn't catch the surprise on Frickery Chronicles about how to be golden, some advice from the Golden Girls, and, the amazing, magnificent, bright, cheery, lovely sunshine of a human, Christy Wells, on Women to Watch Wednesday this week, then you should go catch it. Like, you're running away from a bus that you're missing, okay? Because they're good episodes, so I highly encourage them. I woke up this morning and I was like, oh shit, I gotta have an episode up. And then I realized I have some in the bank that I haven't even put out yet. Like the Babe AF book review of Ruby Kaur's Milk and Honey and February Sunday Spill with Steph and Girl Code recap for Babe AF book club. I am just behind schedule. So look at me not thinking that I had to record an episode today because I didn't have anything to do, but here we are because I found a really good post on socials recently and I'm going to give you my spin on it. So it's things that you need to hear today. And I've said this multiple times, but the reason why I have this podcast is because I word vomit, if you will. But if you don't like that term, I like to call it verbal processing. There's a lot of times in life where I have done a very good job of keeping all of the emotions in from 1 to 900 and not releasing them. So what this has done for me, I hope, is doing the same for you, because not only will you be hearing the words that I'm saying, but you'll also be telling others about it. I think it's great when you get to have conversations, either monologues or in a group, where you can really share how you're feeling, what you're doing, and be a soundboard for other people, but also listen more than you speak, because there is gold in there as well. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a list of the things that have helped me this week that I think that you might need to hear today as well. And in turn, boost the confidence right inside your little old body that you know you've had the whole time, but didn't really utilize that strength. So we're going to go pretty quickly. It's a 10-parter, not 10 episodes, just 10 line items that I think are really great. Number one, it's okay to release the energy of the things that are not good for you, whether it be people, places, things, ideas. Number two, you are allowed to be selective on who you spend your time with. We don't like joy pirates, as my friend Taylor Ellison says, or emotional vampires. We don't like them. So we are saying no in times when we previously said yes. Number three, you wholeheartedly know that you deserve good. And the good will happen to you when you start believing and understanding that they can. Switch your mindset when you are in a can't mode to a can mode. That makes me feel like perishable items in a pantry, but you know what? We're all in there together. Number four, stop pretending that you're okay when you're fucking not. Like, ask for help. Reach out to those that you know who love you no matter what you tell them. And honestly, start doing the work. I'm not saying mental illness and depression is irrelevant, because it is the most relevant thing in this country that we've seen in a million years that no one is taking care of or gives a shit about. But I feel like it starts with your decision to want to get better in a way that is progressive. Just asking one question to one person, or having someone come over for dinner, sharing space with someone else that you love and understand is huge. And they are put on this earth to help you be pulled out of situations like that. And if they're not, like I said, in all the three previous things, get them out. Number five, it's your fucking right to say no. If something feels uncomfortable, if you don't want to do it, use your voice, your keyboard, whatever. Say no and do something that brings you joy anyway in replace of something that you had to say no to. And that could be the fact that you get invited and have to decline. The art of getting invited to something is huge for people that normally say no, but still want to be invited. It's the invitation that feels good. And sometimes the emotional battery is at a negative 20. All right. Number six, everything is always working out for you. Chris and I believe this wholeheartedly. We say it all the time. It is so weird how things just perpetually line up in a way that is meant to happen. And this is not like we're not sitting in overwhelming wealth or prosperity or any of that shit. Like, we are doing the best we can with what we're given at the moment. And we are finding ways, like switching cable companies or me leaving my current gym to pick another one, like saving money here and there and doing things that we know will help us in the long run is key. And everything is going to work out for you. Number seven, please start believing in yourself. Please. For the love of God and all things holy in the ether, in the atmosphere, the aura in which you believe in. It starts with you. And there's no one else that can make you do what you know you need to do until you make that decision for yourself. Number eight. You can do anything you put your mind to. You guys, my gran was a advocate for this statement in a way to where when I was a kid and I was coloring in a coloring book, and I'll never forget this, and I said, well, what color does this have to be? I think it was like grass or something. And she's like, honey, you can paint that purple if you want to. There are no rules. You don't have to stay in the lines. You can do whatever you want. So that has mimicked over into my fashion wardrobe over the past decade or two. But you can do all the things that you want to do. You just have to figure out a way to do it. So number nine, your love to yourself and to other people is so deserving. And if you need someone to love you better, hi, it's me. I'm Jess, your friend. I will love the shit out of you in a way that is mothering and very tough love-ish, but also, in my opinion, I never leave. I have friends that I haven't talked to in years because they don't talk to me back, and I continually show up. I don't know if they appreciate that or not, but whatever. They've never told me no. They just read it and go on with their day. So number 10, the last and I feel like most important, please ask for help. Please. I think I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the podcast recording, but please ask for help. I don't care if that's hanging a curtain rod, if that's calling Christy to get your house organized. I don't care if that is needing someone to go along with you on a walk because you don't want to go by yourself. Those things, you don't have to do them by yourself. If you're not ready to eat in a restaurant by yourself, even though there's solace and fun in that because you get eavesdrop on everybody else's conversations, call me. I'll go to dinner with you. Y'all are going to make me booked and busy, and I'm here for it. And I'm so excited for you guys to continue into the spring of 2024. Just reminding yourself of what you can accomplish. It doesn't mean financially. It doesn't mean 17 things on your goal board that you're checking off. If you have trouble going in, taking a shower, putting on clothes, and getting dressed to leave the house, I'm here to help you. I'm here to encourage you. And I'm here to let you know that you're not in a space that's bad. You're in a space that's in transition into something that can be better and should be better and will be better with the help of others and those even like me on the internet that may not love you in a way that's physically present because we live in geographic parts of the country that aren't close to one another. But I'm here to be your online empowerment bestie, and I am so happy that you're here. I love you guys, and I just want you to have the best day. The birds are chirping. The sun is not yet shining here in Texas, but here's what I know. I want you to go forth and get excited about something each day. I don't care if it's little. I don't care if it's huge. I want you to be yourself. Carry your own excitement. Be strong on your own feet. Stand if you can. And just know that whatever you're feeling now is going to pass. And maybe these tips I just gave you will help. And I hope you have the best day. Now I must go forth and get ready for work. I love you. Bye. That was a cool 10 minutes and 45 seconds to start your day. And I love that for us. Toodles, I love you. And I'll see you back next week. Also, you better subscribe because there might be a surprise episode this weekend. Hee hee. All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.